chapter 7 of the charter, which allows the United Nations to take punitive action against countries which commit gross human rights violations. So it cannot be looked at in isolation.
President Mugabe also commended Russia and China for their stance on the Syrian crisis, saying they are principled. What's your view on this?
Syrian crisis is a bit complicated. There is the issue of gas, there is the issue of Qatar, there is the issue of various interests, not necessarily to do with democracy, but to do with oil and so on and so forth. But what is important is to note that no single country should be allowed to maybe massacre or butcher its own people in the name of sovereignty.
He also called for an increased membership of African states in the United Nations Security Council. Is this long overdue?
If you look at the fact that the five permanent members are largely from Europe, and then the other 10 or so make up the 15 members of the Security Council, the revolving ones. So really, those organs have to be democratized. Otherwise, you will always have people like Mugabe speaking out about those double standards.
What do you think the other countries' views on Zimbabwe are now following that speech? Does it change anything?
The speech, especially the last part of the speech, was a bit bellicose and aggressive, especially towards Britain and the United States. I don't think it really sought to make friends that we need at the moment. The first part was quite okay, I thought. But the second part is not really helpful. We need to engage the East, we need to engage the West, we need to engage the South, we need to engage the North.